Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi replies to the motion of thanks on President's address in Rajya Sabha, says our constitution works as a lighthouse, gives us directions. Death toll in Hathras stampede rises to 121. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath takes stock of the situation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Astana, raises concern over Indian nationals in war zone and seeks their safe return. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurates Global India AI Summit, announces government to launch India AI mission soon. Sensex crosses historic 80,000 mark for the first time. Nifty also hits fresh all-time high. And in Wimbledon tennis, Rohan Bopanna and Sumit Nagal to play men's doubles opening matches with their respective partners this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hit out at the Congress, calling them the biggest opponent of the Constitution. Replying to the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of Parliament in Rajya Sabha, he alleged that the Congress mindset is to oppose SC, ST and OBCs. He also accused the main opposition party of insulting former President Ramnath Kovind, adding that it left no stone unturned to also insult President Draupadi Murmu. Mr. Modi said the Constitution is not only a compilation of articles, but its spirit and words are valuable for the government. He said the Constitution is a lighthouse to give direction to the government.
संविधान हमारे लिए उसका स्पिरिट भी और उसके शब्द भी बहुत मूल्यवान है किसी भी सरकार के नीति निर्धारण में कार्यकलापों में हमारा संविधान दिशा दर्शक का काम करता है संविधान के प्रति आस्था का भाव जगे और संविधान के प्रति समझ विकसित हो संविधान हमारी सबसे बड़ी प्रेरणा रहे इसके लिए हम कोशिश करते रहे और अब जब 75 वर्ष में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं तो हमने इसे एक जन उत्सव के रूप में राष्ट्रव्यापी उत्सव मनाने का
Lauding the contribution of Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar, the Prime Minister said the Constitution is entering the 75th year. On the vision of the NDA government during its third term, Mr. Modi said the fight against poverty will be the key agenda of the government and the country will emerge victorious against poverty. Mr. Modi said pace, depth and extension of the welfare schemes will be the top priorities of the government. He highlighted that the government is committed to make the country the third largest economy of the world in its third term. He said the country will witness massive change in the public transport system in the next 5 years.
आने वाले 5 साल मूल सुविधाओं के सैचुरेशन के एक गरिमापूर्ण जीवन जीने के लिए जिस प्रकार के गवर्नेंस की आवश्यकताएं होती हैं हम इन मूलभूत सुविधाओं के सैचुरेशन का युग के रूप में उसको परिवर्तित करना चाहते हैं दुनिया की तीसरे नंबर की इकोनॉमी बनेंगे तब सकारात्मक प्रभाव तो होगा लेकिन वैश्विक परिवेश में अभूतपूर्व प्रभाव पैदा हो
Mr. Modi said under the PM Kisan Samman Yojana, over 10 crore farmers have been benefited and over 3 lakh crore rupees have been disbursed to farmers in the last 6 years. He also said the country's economy has reached the 5th spot from the 10th spot despite challenges posed by the COVID pandemic. When the Prime Minister was making the statement, the opposition parties including the Congress, DMK, TMC, Aam Aadmi Party, RJD, Left and others created ruckus and came into the well. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar asked them to take back their seats. Later, the opposition parties walked out from the House. On the opposition's walkout, the Prime Minister said the opposition does not have courage to listen to the answers of those queries raised by them. He termed the walkout of the opposition an insult of the upper house. The chairman, too, expressed his displeasure over the opposition's walkout. Earlier, when the House met this morning, the discussion resumed on the motion of thanks to the President's address. Rangwara Narsari of UPPL said the northeast region has flourished due to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Act East policy. He said peace has been brought in the region and several militant groups have signed peace treaties. He said Assam has also witnessed tremendous development under Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma. The House paid tribute to the people who lost their lives in the tragic incident in Hathras, Uttar Pradesh, yesterday. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said loss of lives and injury in the tragic incident is painful and unfortunate. He said all necessary steps are being taken to provide medical aid to the injured. He said authorities have set up a committee to investigate the matter. Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge suggested that a law should be made to stop such kinds of incidents.
ऐसे जो हादसे हो रहे हैं बहुत से जगह ये ब्लाइंड फेथ पे लोग जमते हैं और इसके लिए कोई कानून नहीं है ऐसा आज जो बड़ा हादसा हुआ 135 लोग मर गए हैं तो इसीलिए इसको एक आप कानून बनाएं अंधश्रद्धा के लिए कर्नाटक महाराष्ट्र में कानून बने हैं उसी लाइन पर आप कानून बनवाइए
Mr. Kharge said Union Home Minister must make a statement over the Hathras incident. On making a law to stop such incidents, the chairman said this is an important point raised by the leader of the opposition. He said it will be an extremely healthy tradition that Treasury and opposition benches get together to find solutions to prevent such incidents. Delhi BJP leaders held a protest against Congress MP and leader of opposition Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi over his remarks allegedly regarding a certain community. Talking to media, Delhi BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj hit out at Mr. Gandhi for reportedly making an irresponsible statement. She alleged that Mr. Gandhi made the statement to encourage appeasement politics. However, Mr. Gandhi has denied the charges, saying that his comments were directed towards the BJP and not a particular community. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath today took stock of the situation at police lines Hathras after the tragic incident of stampede yesterday. He has reached District Hospital Hathras to meet the stampede victims and their families. The Chief Minister has ordered a thorough probe into the incident. A high-level committee has been constituted to investigate the matter under the chairmanship of ADG Agra Zone, which will submit its report within 24 hours. A total of 121 people lost their lives and 31 were injured in the stampede that took place at a satsang of Bhole Baba in Pulrai village of Sikandra Rao Tehsil. The devotees tried to get a glimpse of the religious leader, namely Bhole Baba, after the event ended. It is feared that the death toll may rise. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today raised New Delhi's strong concern on Indian nationals who are currently in the war zone with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov at Astana in Kazakhstan. Dr. Jaishankar pressed for their safe and expeditious return. Both ministers held wide-ranging conversation on India-Russia bilateral partnership and contemporary issues on the sidelines of the SCO summit. They noted the progress in many areas since their last meeting in December last year. Dr. Jaishankar said in a social media post that they also discussed the global strategic landscape and exchanged assessments and views. Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav has said India's approach to utilizing the potential of artificial intelligence AI is aimed at democratizing technology. Inaugurating Global India AI Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav stressed that technology should be accessible to everybody. He said the government will soon launch India AI Mission, which is worth 10,000 crore rupees.
Access to technology should be to everybody. In that same spirit, the Union Cabinet had approved India AI Mission a few months back. The Ministry is working on the groundwork for setting up the India AI Mission. All the seven pillars on which the mission was approved are being worked upon. In the coming few months, we will be launching the mission so that the power and potential of AI can be harnessed in agriculture sector, in education sector, in healthcare, in medicine, in pharmaceuticals, in all the sectors that are relevant for our society.
He said it will invest in an AI compute infrastructure of 10,000 or more graphics processing unit GPUs through a public-private partnership. The two-day summit features a diverse array of sessions designed to delve deep into critical aspects of AI application, governance, and for nurturing talent and scaling AI innovations. We have news just in. The Rajya Sabha has adjourned sine die. Rajya Sabha today adjourned sine die after the upper house adopted a motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar made an announcement in this regard. Telangana Deputy Chief Minister Bhatti Vikramarka, along with few more ministers, reviewed the arrangements for the meeting of Chief Ministers of Telangana and Andhra Pradesh to be held on the 6th of this month. The state government has decided to hold the meeting between the two Chief Ministers at the Mahatma Jyotiba Phule Praja Bhavan in Hyderabad. It may be known that Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu has written to the Telangana state for a meeting at Chief Ministers level to chalk out pending issues between the two states post-reorganization of Andhra Pradesh state. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy reciprocated positively for the meeting. The two largest parties in the Federal Parliament of Nepal, the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML, have agreed to share the power equation, aiming to form a new government under the leadership of UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli. Series of political meetings are taking place at party offices and residences of prominent political leaders to decide their course of action regarding change in alliances. More from our correspondent.
On Tuesday, Prime Minister of Nepal, Pushp Kamal Dahal Prachanda, called on President Ramchandra Podil. The Prime Minister and the CPN Maoist Center Chair visited the head of the state. On the occasion, matters relating to the country's latest political developments were discussed. Prime Minister Pushp Kamal Dahal has decided not to resign from his post and to face a floor test in Parliament for the fifth time in a row. The pact finalized between Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba and UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli outlines the ministerial division, provincial leadership roles and a rotation for the prime ministerial position. Under the agreement that is expected to be finalized, UML Chairman Oli will lead the government initially for the first half of the remaining term of the current parliament. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party, which is part of PM Prachanda's present alliance, is not participate in the new ruling alliance led by Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML. Shweta Singh, Akashwani, Kathmandu.
The monsoon has passed through Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Tripura and moved towards Manipur. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand today. Speaking to Akashwani News, IMD scientist Dr. Shoma Sen delineated further on the monsoon activity in the country.
The warnings are focused mainly on northeast India and western Himalayan region, as well as the plains of northwest India. We are expecting very heavy rainfall today over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Subhimalayan West Bengal, and then again east India, Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand, Orissa, and North India, that is Haryana, West Uttar Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, we are expecting very heavy rainfall. And extremely heavy rainfall we are expecting over Uttarakhand for the next 4 to 5 days.
Meanwhile, in the national capital, generally cloudy sky with moderate rain, thunderstorm and lightning is likely for 5 to 6 days. The Sensex today hit the historic 80,000 mark in early trade, while the Nifty too reached its new lifetime high. This is the first time that the 30 stocks Sensex has crossed the 80,000 mark. During morning trade, the Sensex was up 567 points and was trading at 80,008, while the Nifty was trading in the green at 24,290 with 164 points gain. This comes within a week of the Sensex going past the 79,000 mark last Thursday. In Asian markets, Seoul, Tokyo and Hong Kong were trading in the positive territory, while Shanghai quoted lower. U.S. markets ended higher on Tuesday. In Wimbledon Open tennis today, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will kick off their campaign in London. This evening, Bopanna and Ebden will take on Giovanni Mepezzi, Pedicar and Adrian Manakhani of France in the men's doubles first round. Another Indian, Sumit Nagal, will also mark his presence in the men's doubles along with his partner Dusan Lajovic of Serbia. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi replies to the motion of thanks on President's address in Rajya Sabha, says our constitution works as a lighthouse, gives us direction. Rajya Sabha adjourns sine die. Death toll in Hathras stampede rises to 121. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath takes stock of situation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar meets Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Astana. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurates Global India Summit. Sensex crosses historic 80,000 mark for the first time. Nifty also hits fresh all-time high in Wimbledon tennis. Rohan Bopanna and Sumit Nagal to play men's doubles opening matches with their respective partners this evening. With that, we end the midday news.